see the highest aspect of the arts from the audience point of view. It is a tool to draw someone into reality.
Into that's God, true. True.
Like the Buddhist mandala. But I know that if without the mask of my ego, I don't have a perspective to create something.
How do you know?
Because I've been through that in my earlier years of realizing that I have talent in a certain area, such as theater. I also felt lost because I didn't have a perspective. I didn't know what I wanted to communicate.
But you're still talking in egoic terms. Because the ego was lost. The ego felt lost.
Isn't there a positive aspect to the ego as far as being a mask of God?
It
appears is concerned.
It appears like this. If you want to get caught up in the dance of life, then you do those things you're talking about. That's true.
Can we not wear the mask and be aware that it is the mask and see that there's a function for it in everyday life?
If you want to, it will still pull you back into earth again. Because you're attached to something. To become totally free, you have to be unattached to everything. That doesn't mean you won't do it. You can become a great artist and not be attached. And it's a beautiful artwork. So you can do whatever you like. Just don't be attached. Realize that you are not the doer.
Is there a certain amount of attachment that a bodhisattva has to take on?
No.
In order to survive in the world?
No. Your body will take care of itself. There's a power that runs the universe. And it takes care of bodies. But you are not the body. So you work on yourself. And your body will take care of itself. And it'll do whatever it came here to do. Whether it's nothing. Whatever you came here to do, you're going to do. But you have nothing to do with it.
Well, how do you know if you've done it already?
You don't have to know. Something does know. And something will lead you and guide you. But don't be attached to your body.
To your body?
Yes. You will be guided. You will be directed in the right way. There's nothing to worry about. If you came here to be a nurse, no matter how you try not to be a nurse, you're going to be a nurse. Nothing can stop you, no matter what you do.
Because of predestination.
Yes.
And calling. You have to be willing to give up any desire, or that you don't even have to do that. Just will not be attached to it.
Did you say that's because some of you are
messaging? No, you didn't tell me anything. You just came out.
Because I have
enough
to
do. Oh, yeah. I don't think you did you?
I don't think so. You didn't even know she was here.
No. I didn't even know you had a sister. No.
In the younger years of life, isn't there a function that what I want to be is ego, then, isn't it? But isn't there a certain amount of that that's necessary to get us through school and to, so that the training can happen? Because if we decide before we've gone through that we are God and that's what we want to be, then maybe then we won't feel we have to go through the education and the process of becoming.
If you realize, it all depends on what your body came here to do. Some people go to school, some don't. Everybody's different. But it doesn't matter. so we get caught up with all these thoughts. Keep thinking about yourself, and everything will take care of itself.
I feel much like putting the kingdom of heaven first, and all the things, whether there's glory or whatever, will be there. But it's just tough.
It's like we have to have something to throw into the fire to begin with. You know, doesn't there have to be something ego first in order to burn up?
The ego burns up last. It's like we have a fire with all of our thoughts and we get rid of everything. And the stick we use is the ego. Then we have to throw on the stick also.
Up to a certain point.
Yeah.
See, the ego is, it's never necessary.
Why does it exist then?
It doesn't. You think it does. That's because we're talking.
And because we're talking about the earth plane and the world evolution.
You know, in the end, you don't even really have to ask questions. And the only reason why you ask me questions is so that you come to the realization that you don't have to